I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The availability of telemental health services during the COVID-19 crisis has transformed the way that care is provided to many people with mental and emotional health problems. To talk about therapy and mental health services using technology such as smartphones, tablets, and computers during the pandemic is Dr. Christopher Pellick. He's a professor of psychiatry and he's the medical director of telepsychiatry at MUSC. Dr. Pellick, what has changed in recent months during this pandemic regarding mental health services available via telehealth?
During the pandemic, more and more patients have turned to telehealth for their mental health care. This includes typical medication management visits, as well as psychotherapy.
And what sorts of equipment are specifically needed on both ends for the patient and the care provider?
While patients or providers may use fancy electronic equipment, most only need a laptop or cell phone to communicate for the visit.
What mental health conditions or issues are actually being addressed now via telemental health?
Just about any psychiatric condition can be assessed and treated over telehealth. This can range from ADHD, depression, bipolar disorder, and even certain types of psychosis.
And is this true for adults and children who need telemental health?
Telehealth can be used for both children and adults. And in fact, in children and adolescents, telehealth can be a great solution to address psychiatric problems, even at school and during the school day.
Dr. Pellick, does it seem like more and more people during this pandemic are seeking mental health help with telehealth?
Early in the pandemic, it appeared like less patients were actually being seen due to social distancing and other limitations. However, after a few months, more and more patients were seeking care via telehealth.
And I understand there were also some changes in insurance coverage to make it easier to get telemental health.
There have been sweeping changes with regard to insurance reimbursement for telehealth. Prior to the pandemic, patients were not able to submit counseling or group therapy sessions for reimbursement for telehealth. However, with the pandemic, insurance companies are reimbursing both counseling as well as medication management sessions for most conditions.
You mentioned anxiety and a bunch of other mental health issues, and we can guess that with a pandemic underway and all the stresses going on, that people really need a lot of extra help. What are you seeing in those areas of mental health right now as far as treatment?
During the pandemic, we've seen a sharp rise in both anxiety as well as depressive disorders due to isolation, social distancing, and all the socioeconomic factors that have been happening during the last several months. And now with telehealth, we have the ability to reach patients in their home in all communities. We are hopeful that as patients become more and more familiar with telehealth and comfortable with the technologies, that they will seek care for many of these psychiatric disorders, which are very treatable.
Dr. Pellick, thanks for this update about telemental health care during the pandemic.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.